Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, September 13th, unlucky for some. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And if that happens, he said that Russia would be forced to take appropriate decisions.
Putin issues stark warning to NATO countries and Donald Trump rules out another debate with Kamala Harris. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Vladimir Putin says if Western countries let Ukraine use long-range missiles deep into Russia, NATO would be directly involved in the war. Vladimir Zelensky has been pressing the US and the UK to allow him to use the weapons. Sky's Moscow correspondent Ivor Bennett says the comments from the Russian president are more than just rhetoric.
His reasoning is that it wouldn't just be the weapons and permission the West would be supplying to Ukraine. It would also be the satellite communications. And if that happens, he said that Russia would be forced to take appropriate decisions. He didn't spell out, however, what those would be.
Kamala Harris's US presidential election running mate Tim Walz has called Donald Trump weird during a rally in Michigan. He was referencing Tuesday night's debate where the Republican candidate alleged immigrants in Ohio were eating pets. In his first campaign event since the debate, Donald Trump has ruled out facing his opponent again.
Kamala Harris showed up spewing empty rhetoric, the same old lies, meaningless platitudes, offering no plans, no policies, and no details whatsoever. Nothing.
Labour has hit out at the rising costs for those entering new rental contracts. The Labour leaders called on the government to enact her party's renters' rights bill without delay, following yesterday's Residential Tenancies Board report, which shows an 8.1% increase for new tenancies in the first 3 months of this year. Labour leader Ivana Bacik says the RTB figures show new tenants are really vulnerable to homelessness.
What that tells us is that new tenants in particular, those entering into new rental contracts, are facing really stark escalating costs. And that's really exacerbating a homelessness crisis because so many people are simply unable to find an affordable place to rent.
A vaccine aimed at helping the body recognise and fight cancer cells has shown promising results during an early trial. The jab, developed by Moderna, uses technology similar to COVID-19 immunisations and is targeted at those in the advanced stages of the disease. Researchers found tumours did not grow and no new ones appeared in 8 of the 16 patients they evaluated. The government has been called on to use some of the Apple tax windfall for infrastructure investment in healthcare. The Irish Medical Organisation says it could finally deliver on increased bed capacity. On Tuesday, the European Court of Justice ruled Apple must pay the Irish Exchequer €13 billion in backdated taxes. President of the Irish Medical Organisation, Dr. Dennis McCauley, says the money could be used to build Apple hospitals.
I would love to have a few Apple hospitals, actually. That would be the best way of actually doing it. I think that what a once-off injection of a capital resource should be used in a fitting way so that we can always look back at it, that it was money well worth used.
People Before Profit will hold its annual think-in at the Clayton Hotel in Dublin today before the Dáil resumes next week. The party will put forward a number of candidates for the upcoming general election. On the agenda for discussion will be the Apple tax, along with a proposal to abolish the universal social charge. People Before Profit Solidarity TD Mick Barry says they're not happy with the government's proposed plans for it.
We're going to be talking about the Apple tax. We're not at all happy with government heavy hint that it's going to go on paying down the national debt and the Future Ireland Fund. You know, we have a housing emergency in this country. We need serious investment in housing, and we want to see investment as well in services like health and education.
Plans to bring in CCTV cameras in Dublin to catch people dumping are being described as positive. They'll be put up on 3 streets in the north inner city, which is a known hotspot for fly tipping. However, the cameras will only target cars through reg plates, not pedestrians who dump. Local Green Party councillor Janet Horner says other solutions are needed, like protecting waste bags from seagulls.
We want to see things like seagull-proof bags, which they use in a lot of other cities, Edinburgh, for example. Things like shared bins or underground bins are other things that are significant infrastructure projects, but would certainly make a difference to the city. And then simple things like beautification of black spots.
In entertainment news, Cardi B has welcomed her third child with rapper Offset, though some media reports say she's filing for divorce. The Grammy-winning hip-hop star has called her daughter the prettiest little thing, revealing she was born on Saturday. Among those congratulating her are American singer Halsey and MTV VMA host Megan Thee Stallion. And in sport, in golf, Rory McIlroy can almost immediately build on his 3-under-par first round at the Irish Open. He's among the early risers this morning, teeing off at 8 a.m. McIlroy is 2 off the lead of England's Todd Clements. Next best of the Irish is 17-year-old amateur Sean Keelings on 1-under-par. Shane Lowry, Conor Purcell and another amateur, Royal County Down's Max Kennedy, tee off from 1-over. Porrick Harrington isn't out until 1 p.m. He's 2-over-par, as is Simon Thornton. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.